hopefully one day the Miami Dolphins could reign just like the Kurtz do. But until then, we need to find out who's on notice. Marcos loves a game.
Why?
Let's go!
I get sucked in the... You had me blindfolded once.
What do you mean? No.
You really like it. I don't know what you're talking about.
When are we doing Radio Taboo again?
Come on, Radio.
Well, we're doing this now. It's
enjoy the game that we're having right now. Enjoy this date.
Can I just tell you?
Can't blame
sometimes
guys.
With you two knuckleheads.
What are you talking about?
It's hard talking sports.
This is talking football. This is okay, July football.
Someone's about to be on notice, football. Leroy.
Wow. We're not.
So we're putting people on notice without them without seeing them play a lick of football.
That's why you are on notice for the season.
I'm going to serve notice. You're on net.
Yep.
Look at that.
All right.
Who do you got, Marcos?
All right. The first person that will be up to you guys to determine whether or not they are on notice.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ready for this one, Leroy. You think I'm going to give you an easy name, but I'm not. Jason Sanders.
Wow.
Can I go first?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Please.
You're on notice. I don't even know. Whoa. You know why you're on notice, okay? Because you made me so mad last season.
Wow. Jesus.
I want you to wake up every morning and remember me saying this to your face.
Yikes. Well, I mean, you're not saying it to his face, but
you're
get it.
You're on notice.
Jesus. Whoa.
Wow. Do your job.
I've never seen, even with what I've been through, I've never seen anybody that mad at a kicker.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. What's crazy is he had a bounce back season.
I thought he was pretty decent last year.
37 out of 41.
Well, you know what?
Not bad.
Now you don't got to bounce back.
There you go. Stay consistent.
Stay consistent.
So, yeah, I guess I got it. Look.
All right.
Puts him on notice.
What about you with Jason Sanders, Leroy? Is he on notice?
No.
What?
He's a kicker. There's no, you're not on notice. So if you start struggling, you just get rid of him and get another one. Like, they're kickers.
I got to be honest with you. I was going to put
him on. I want you with that same mentality when we depend on him.
My same what?
That same mentality. That's what exactly what I said.
We'll review. Yeah,
that
we'll
definitely review. Sounded like you said that with one word. We'll same mentality.
Well, you know what? Me and Bam, samesies.
You know what? I was going to put him.
That same energy.
I was going to put him on notice.
Why?
But. Wow. I think I can't live.
You could just get another one.
I can't live up to what Jay-Fig's saying. I mean, true. You know, so he I like, feel like, bad for him now.
Oh, this sucks. This
don't
orange
feel bad
is,
for him.
This orange is bad.
I want you to keep that same mentality when we're depending on him.
Okay. No. A couple. I do admit, look, if you look at his percentages past couple of years, 74%, 81%, 85%. Last year, 90% on the most kicks he's ever had in the season.
He was 12 of 14 from 50-plus.
That's on notice?
You know what I want?
Yeah.
100%.
100%?
Wow. I had a guy who was 100% during the regular season, and he missed at the most important time.
The years before that, he was not good.
Yeah, not good.
But this
but he's got he's got a hell of a leg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right.
Who else is on the list, Froggy? Are you putting him on notice?
Jason Sanders. Nah, I'm not going to put him on notice. Okay. Not gonna put him on. A lot of other people.
Football.
I only have one guy who I would put on notice.
Really? Well, you don't know that because he could say a name and it may strike a chord.
You
don't
know. Yes, I do.
You know?
Okay.
All right, next guy.
A minor.
Oh.
Hmm.
By the way, that song, What I Miss, doing well right now.
He said you're probably going to strike, it might strike a chord. And
yeah,
I said,
no,
A minor?
Sure. No. Drake's title of his new song is called What Did I Miss? And it's doing well. I just want you guys to know that. Beyond that.
Guy loves Drake.
Cam Smith.
Whoa.
Cam Smith.
Hey.
How can he be on notice if he's never played?
No, that's exactly why.
That's
exactly why, Leroy.
Could be the reason, actually.
Cam Smith.
Could be the reason.
You're on notice, dude.
I'm going to serve notice. You're next.
He's next, dude. You know, he is on notice for sure. This is a make or break. It's not only a notice, it's a make or break season. For Cam Smith.
It's more make or break than being on notice.
No, I'm putting him on notice that this is make or break.
To me, being on notice means you have performed at the highest level at that position, and then you fell off.
Ooh.
Right? If you've never, ever gotten to that point.
You can't be on the, if you didn't get out of the starting blocks, you can't be on notice.
Right.
Wow.
Well, it's your take. Hey, I'm not going to argue with you.
Not on notice because he's not good enough to be on notice.
Wow.
That's even more painful, actually.
That's tough. JFig?
That's rough.
He's not on notice.
What?
Tougher on.
The 90%
Jeez. All right. Okay. Froggy?
You can't bet on Cam Smith. That's why, I guess, you know. He doesn't affect your gambling. That's probably. Is Cam Smith on notice? I agree with Leroy that he's not good enough to be on notice. But I still, for the reason that we wasted a pick on him, I'm going to put him on notice. He's on notice to me.
I'm going to serve notice. You're next.
All right. Who else is up there?
All right. Third name on the list. This one's going to hurt a little bit. He's a fan favorite.
Hmm?
You can catch him at the local zoo, or you can catch him in the local end zone, waddling like a penguin. Jalen Waddle. Is he on notice?
Oh, someone's getting in position.
Leroy?
I'm going to say yes.
Whoa! But you said.
No. Uh-oh. Let me explain to you. There's two things. When I said I would only put one guy on notice,
yeah,
it was him.
It's no, it's kind of a, all of this has an effect on it.
So you lie.
Okay, but I would say this: you can't have that production and make $30 million a year. It's not acceptable.
Not acceptable.
And so from that standpoint, but if I tell you the person, I'm going to let y'all finish. Then I'm going to tell you who I have on notice.
But you might spoil the list.
No, I'm not. That's why I'm going to wait.
Leroy.
That's why I'm going to wait till after.
I thought you were going to do it after this.
No, I'm going to do it after Marcos.
Very kind.
If Leroy said
he
was only going to put one person on notice, but then Jalen Waddle has gotten
into because the person that I put on notice, everybody that he might have on his list is affected by it.
Okay.
Oh.
If Waddle is on notice from Leroy Horde, the hardest club to get into.
Hardest club?
You know you're on my notice club, dude. You're on notice, Waddle.
That's it.
I'm going to serve notice. You're next.
JFig?
I'm Spiro Leroy, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. That's three.
Froggy?
That's three. I'm not ready to put him on notice yet.
Wow.
I'm not ready.
That's because you ain't paying his ass $30 million.
Just correct.
Because he's adorable?
Because he's adorable, and there was so much
going on. He didn't even do the waddle for us last year.
Exactly. I know, but you know what? For that reason alone, you should.
But Tyreek, when Tyreek's like, I quit on the team, he's like, Reek, you leaving?
It was so sad.
You leaving, Reeky Boo? <What? laughs> It was so sad.
Somehow that guy is able to come back.
I don't know.
Tyreek Hill, but not Jalen Ramsey. They're like, what did Jalen Ramsey do? That was unforgivable. Because Tyreek Hill, they're like, oh, quit? That's cool. Who else is on the list?
All right, continue.
I want to know if you hit Leroy's mystery guy.
Apparently not, but I did get one. So we got him hooked for one. Let's see about this guy, old Van Wilder himself.
Hmm?
Party animal.
What?
Tua Tagovailoa.
Wow.
Is that guy going to be
QB1?
On notice? QB1? Huh? No jujitsu this offseason?
No jujitsu this offseason.
I
like that
he's.
I like that he's. Like, I like that he's chubbier.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
He's not on notice for me. He's not on notice for me.
You got a soft spot for
him. He's not on notice for me. I can't help if he gets his head rung, you know?
Yeah.
If he gets his head rung, like, I feel like when he's healthy, he's a good quarterback. When he, but Tua, if you do it one more time, I'm giving you one more chance.
That literally sounds like you're putting him on notice.
To be a rhinoceros.
Seems like.
No, he's one step away from being on notice.
It sounds like you're putting him on notice.
He's on his last strike, JFig.
Make up your mind.
Then he's on notice. No,
Daddy loves you guys.
Look at that guy.
Look at that. Come on.
All right, come on. Leroy?
No.
Tua's not on notice for you. That's not the guy.
Not on notice.
That's not the guy.
Not the guy. Okay.
That's not the guy. Again.
Makes sense.
One guy. Everybody else falls underneath.
Daddy loves you guys.
All right. Jennifer?
I just saw a comment. I can't wait for that name. I won't put him on notice.
Wow. How did he charm us?
Wow.
How did he charm us? What about you, Froggy?
No, I've said it multiple times. Van Wilder's going to have the best season of his career this year. That's what I'm calling.
All right.
The team's success will not reflect that, though.
Hmm. All right. Give us one more, Froggy. One last person on this.
This is the one. This is Leroy's one right here. I already got it. You know, corner pocket. Saw it. I can see through it right now. Last person to determine whether or not they're getting pink slips. Mike McDaniel.
Thank you! Let me break it down for you.
This is what it is. The facts are the facts.
The facts are the facts. Worst. The offense that Mike McDaniel is running, he has never run at any other place he's been at. They've always been a physical, run the ball first. Now all of a sudden he became pass happy. The whole team is soft and everybody's affected by it. So, if Mike McDaniel continues to run this offense and not go back to what he did when he was successful in Atlanta, in San Francisco, in Cleveland, his ass is on notice.
Whoa!
And guess what?
Notice your neck.
Everybody else's numbers are affected by his decisions and the soft offense that he's been running.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
Yes, yeah, clearly it is. So,
write what you will.
When you put all these names on the list,
yeah.
When you talk about Waddle, you talk about Tua, you talk about Tyreek, you talk about A-Chan, you talk about all these guys. All of them are affected by the plays and the system that they are running offensively.
Attaboy.
So his ass, and I like him as a coach. I think he's a hell of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't understand. Most coaches will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a ride or die with what got me here. He's trying to outthink the room. He's trying to outsmart the room.
You don't want him quoting Socrates anymore?
No!
What would Socrates say to that?
Socrates would say, you suck.
No.
You're not doing what you do.
I need you to.
So that is the problem with this offense.
Man.
Classic.
That was beautiful.
But I've told you this. I've said it all year.
But now it's official. Say it.
You're on notice.
Who?
Wow.
Say his name.
Look at the camera. Look at the camera. Look up. Yeah.
In the microphone.
Do that. Oh, wait. Right here. You have to do that. Right,
he's doing both.
Whoa!
So, but like, I don't understand. Here.
Wait, don't go away from it.
Hold on. What is it, Kai Finn, 502?
Yep.
Me and you are on the same page. Dude, if he calls a bubble screen within the first 10 plays of the season, I'm flying to the 305 for a blood sport. Bare knuckles fight to the death. I can't agree with you more! Right? Since when is a bubble screen equivalent to outside run? That all last year, they led you to believe that. I'm going to tell you why you run bubble screens and why you run sweeps. Because you have no faith in the interior line blocking. That's why you do it. Okay? It's not because you have a fast team. No. It's because you have no faith in the guys up front. And what you do is you try to out-coach everybody. You try to, they're probably going to beat us here. They're probably going to beat us there. So I'm going to do this.
Don't lose.
Man, Marcos, who got the business more? Jason Sanders from JFIG or Mike McDaniel from Leroy?
Hey, man.
Like, look at that. Typical JFIG. She's picking on the kicker.
Oh, wow.
Now like, JFIG, she is a bully.
Up the 53-man roster,
yeah.
Kicker is like 52nd on the list.
I don't want to see you guys on the chat when he messes up.
Hey, listen, she's right, though. You better not complain if he misses a kick this year.
He was 90% last year. He had a career best.
Like I said.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Try it.
Don't want to see
three
you on
bad
the chat.
Years, one good year. She's had enough.
All I'm saying is, and with this Mike McDaniel thing, this is not nothing new for me. I've been saying this the whole time.
You've hit another level.
But you have to.
Once classic.
When you put somebody on notice, there's only one way to go.
And I've also said this, and I've told you this from the beginning. I can't imagine that a guy that's this knowledgeable about football can't look at the film and see, oh, I got to go back to, you know what I mean? Like, dude, I've never seen a team run more bubble screens. Like, this is not high school. You know, those guys over there are fast as hell, too. You throw it out there. The whole team flows out there. And you got Tyreek blocking for Waddle. on a bubble screen. Or Jonnu Smith blocking for Tyreek.
Not anymore.
What is that good offense? Achane is running a toss sweep with Waddle and Tyreek and Jonnu Smith blocking for him.
No blessing.
I want the fat asses blocking. That's why they fat. They get in the way of the other fat guys. That's football.
Should we put the mannequin out there too?
Huh?
Fat mannequin.
Oh, let me tell you something. That thick mannequin meant business. I could tell.
Take a break. That was beautiful. Back after this.
F off.